This WBEZ podcast is supported by Ravinia, with over 100 concerts under the stars this summer, including Daryl Hall and Elvis Costello, Norah Jones with special guest Mavis Staples, The Beach Boys with special guest John Stamos, Shaggy and TLC, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and more. Their 30-acre park is nestled in a gently wooded area. Bring your own picnic or eat at one of the park restaurants. Tickets available now only at ravinia.org.
Good morning. I'm Alex Degman, in for Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. The Council of American Islamic Relations in Chicago is speaking out against a bill in Congress that would broaden the definition of anti-Semitism. The bill passed by a landslide in the U.S. House of Representatives, 320-91. It would make legal the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism, which may include targeting of the State of Israel, conceived as a Jewish collectivity. CARE Director Ahmed Rehab called the measure an affront against free speech.
This bill is unconstitutional. And in fact, I'll say quite unapologetically and clearly, the threat to these rights are coming from the Zionist lobby in the United States. That is the lobby that fears freedom.
Proponents of the legislation say it will ensure anti-Semitic hate crimes on college campuses are properly investigated and prosecuted. The names of Chicago police officers Ariana Preston and Andres Vasquez Lasso have been added to the Illinois Police Officers Memorial outside the state capitol. Preston and Vasquez Lasso were killed last year. The addition was part of an annual Springfield ceremony no one looks forward to, memorializing police officers who died in the line of duty. State Comptroller Susana Mendoza, whose brother is a CPD officer, fought tears yesterday as she addressed their families. She said, "Society needs to change.
We can't continually dehumanize our heroes and expect them not to be dehumanized by the worst of society. It is wrong to show more concern for the cop killer than for the cop."
Chicago officer Luis Huesca, who was killed last month, will be honored at next year's ceremony. Nine Chicago cops who are on the membership list of an anti-government extremist group will not be disciplined. In October, WBEZ and the Sun-Times identified the active-duty CPD officers on a leaked membership list of the Oath Keepers. CPD Superintendent Larry Snelling said cops like that would have no place in the department and promised a thorough investigation. But yesterday, police said they closed the internal affairs probe after finding charges were, quote, not sustained. The department offered no other comment and declined to immediately release documents from the investigation. But the City of Chicago's independent Inspector General, Deborah Witzberg, is continuing to investigate extremist influence in the CPD. Chicago Cubs manager Craig Counsell will face his former team for the first time today. The Cubs are hosting the Milwaukee Brewers with first pitch scheduled for 1:20 this afternoon. Counsell managed the Brewers for almost a decade before signing with their division rivals this past offseason. But WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says one familiar face on the Brewer side will be missing from today's reunion.
His former mentor, his college coach, and his bench coach, Pat Murphy, will not be in the dugout. He took over the job for Craig Counsell, but won't be in the dugout for the first game because he's serving a second game of a two-game suspension.
Major League Baseball suspended Murphy from his managerial duties after he got ejected from a heated game against the Tampa Bay Rays this week. Here are some other quick things you should know about today. The founders of Friday Morning Swim Club say their organized weekly jump into Lake Michigan will not return this year. In a statement, they blame the Chicago Park District for charging a hefty permit price and asking to relocate the event from Montrose Harbor to a beach. The Illinois Teacher of the Year is a fifth grade teacher from Aurora. Rachel Mahmood received the award from the State Board of Education for affirming her students' identities in the classroom and lacing social justice themes into her lesson plans. The award comes with a year-long sabbatical during which Mahmood will work with other experts to improve the current education system. Clearing skies by this afternoon, expect cooler temperatures with things eventually settling down in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 48. That's it for now. Coming up later today, pro-Palestinian protesters have been demonstrating at college campuses across the country. WBEZ higher ed reporter Lisa Curry and Phillip explains why at Chicago area colleges, the scenes have been less chaotic and the police response has been less severe.
You know, as long as they're being respectful of the space, as far as I can tell, the police are staying hands off. And that's so different from what we've seen at, you know, Emory and what just happened in Columbia with riot police being sent in the middle of the night to clear out students, UCLA. It's a very, very different situation.
That's today at 1 p.m. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.